The first electric ferry in the Southern Hemisphere will soon be switched on and leading the charge across the Wellington Harbour. The ferry will be launched next week, but the Prime Minister got her own sneak peek today. Our reporter Tom Kitchen and cameraman Angus Drever stepped on board too.
Looking out over the panorama of the Wellington Harbour, the Ikareri is safely docked at the Seaview Marina in Lower Hutt. But soon enough, it will make its way across the choppy Wellington seas into the city.
We're right at the top here of Ikareri, the ferry, and it will go from Days Bay all the way over to the Wellington Harbour. And it's much faster than taking the car. It's about a 25-minute ride.
Sounds wonderful. Everyone here will be there. And
have
coffee, so...
No, it's going to be pretty good.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern was having a look today to find out about how the ferry will run.
Yep. So down here below Jeremy, and as you walked over there, is four separate hatches that are all full 1-hour fire boundaries.
She told ferry bosses it's tough for New Zealand to move forward in transport.
That's been an area where in other countries, much easier for them for some of the converged. They've already got mass transit, public transit systems. We're having to make a big leap in the way that we're working.
She thinks this is a good move.
But initiatives like this are exciting because it's a chance to build industry as well, not just for us.
The project's leaders told the Prime Minister there's no real incentive from government to develop marine public transport. But she told them it was clear that emissions targets are pushing councils in the right direction, with Auckland Council very keen to follow Wellington's lead in launching its own electric ferry service.
The reason that Auckland Council are talking to you almost daily is because, of course, the targets that we've all set ourselves mean that then, you know, the reality of delivering them means that they are incentivised because they're wanting to convert to reduce emissions or head down to zero emissions public transport options. Yeah. And so they have to start converting.
East by West Managing Director Jeremy Ward and Wellington Electric Boat Building Co Managing Director Fraser Foote are the project leaders. Mr Foote says it's been beset by delays.
There has been a lot of delays. There's been, with COVID, it gave us two sets of delays. And we've had shipping delays trying to get stuff from all over the world for the project. And it's certainly taken a lot longer than we thought. But the result is fantastic. We're faster than we thought we were going to be, and we're using less energy than we thought we were going to.
They say it'll be quiet with no noise at all. But what about Wellington's infamous weather? Mr Ward says it will cope just fine.
Our boats are pretty seaworthy. I mean, they're a special design, Malcolm Tennant design. They run through the water. And this boat is 19 metres compared to our flagship at the moment, which is 16.5 metres. So it's a bigger boat. So the riding capacity on it in the seaway is just superb.
The official launch is next week, and the first public sailing will be just before Christmas. By February, the sailing should become more frequent, bringing the spark to get Wellingtonians moving.